Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie Cross, Branding, Money Breakthroughs and Business Coach, helping entrepreneurs just like you in getting noticed, hired and paid what they're worth. Wanted to stop by and share a brief audio tip on one that I think is so very important for all entrepreneurs and small business owners, and that's on the topic of niching. And I know when I talk to many of my clients about niching, it's often something that scares them, because when they think that of niching and narrowing their target market, they think that they're cutting themselves away from lots and lots of opportunities that they're missing out on because they're not targeting those particular areas of the market. But in actual fact, if you niche, if you get really, really specific on who it is that you do your best work with, you find that you'll get very, very busy. Sounds funny, doesn't it? Because if you're narrowing, how can that be? Let me share an example that I heard many, many years ago when I first started my business. And the example was about a dentist who had recently graduated and was setting up his own business. And one of the things that he did was he decided, rather than to become a generalist and work with everybody, he decided that he wanted to specialize in pediatrics, so working with children specifically with difficulties. And that's what he did. So he established his practice working specifically with that target market, that niche. And did you know that it didn't take very long before word got around that he dealt with very difficult cases with young children, and then dentists all over the US were referring to him the difficult cases, and he got so busy he had to hire other dentists to help him in his practice because he had that many clients. And that's the sort of thing that happens with niching. When you identify a specific area of a target market that you want to deal with and you become known as a specialist, you're doing fantastic work, a lot of your clients become ambassadors for your service because you've done such good work with them, they refer you to other people as well. So you have this steady stream of clients and of referrals and so on and so forth. And that's the sort of thing that can happen when you niche. Your marketing material becomes far more specific. You talk to the needs of your ideal client and you speak to them directly. Whereas if you're not niching, if you're trying to be all things to all people, that often doesn't have your message falling on their ears, it falls on deaf ears because you're not connecting with them and you're just not talking to their problems and showing them that you can provide the solutions. So not a shorter a tip today. It actually went on a little bit longer than I wanted to, but anyway, I thought it was such an important message that I wanted to let you know about that. So if you're thinking about niching and you haven't yet done that because you think, I'm going to miss out on all these opportunities, I encourage you to niche. What is the target market? Get specific so that you can become known as an expert in your field in that particular niche market. This is Anne-Marie. Hope that was helpful for you. If you like it, share it, send it to someone else you care about that you know may be having difficulties in marketing it and niching so that they can hear this important message as well. Till next time, this is Anne-Marie.